It seemed like a good idea at the time. In the early 1970s, more than 2 million tires were dumped into the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of Fort Lauderdale. The intent was to build an artificial reef that would promote sea life. Instead, the opposite occurred. The massive tires turned out to be a blight. Environmentalists have spent decades wondering how to remove them. Now, as NPR's Greg Allen reports, county, state, and federal authorities think they've found the answer.
It's an area about a mile off the Atlantic coast, a spot between two living reefs, where 30 years ago, a group of fishermen organized a campaign to dump used tires.
The original intention was a good one, which was trying to provide a fish habitat and add to the natural coral reefs that were there.
William Knuckles is with Coastal America, a federal office that's helping coordinate the cleanup. The plan was approved by the county and the Army Corps of Engineers, and hundreds of thousands of old tires were bundled and dropped overboard.
Well, over time, the bundles that they put together broke apart as hurricanes and other large coastal storms came through, which you have a lot of here in South Florida, and those have pushed the tire pile onto the middle reef, essentially denuding that one, eliminating all the corals from that one. In the main area where the tires are, there's really no significant coral growth at all.
At a Coast Guard base in Dania Beach, 40 Army, Navy, and Coast Guard divers unload their gear from boats after a day spent pulling up tires from the sea floor. The area where they've been working is about 70 feet down and covers 34 acres.
You get down about 20 feet and then it starts to come in the side. It's like the moon or something. It's weird. It doesn't look like anything you can imagine. It's just tires for as far as you can see down there.
Army diver Jason Jakovenko says compared to repairing dams, doing salvage work, or diving in 38-degree water in Alaska, this assignment has been a pleasure. For 2 weeks last month, the military divers worked to remove tires from the area where they've done the most damage, scrubbing most of the sea life off what once was a living reef. Jakovenko says using wire cables and lift balloons filled by air tanks, the divers have been able to bring up about 1,000 tires a day.
Once we get down on the bottom, we have a wire sling, and the two divers that are down there just take the wire slings out, and we just start putting tires onto the sling, and then we shackle them to the balloon and put air in the balloon and bring them up that way.
For years, county and state officials wanted to remove the tires, but didn't have the estimated $30 million it would take to hire private contractors. Enter Coastal America, the small federal office where William Knuckles is a project coordinator. Its job is to bring federal agencies together on large marine projects. A key to this project was the agreement by the military to use it as a training exercise, donating the time and expertise of its divers. Knuckles says the final piece fell into place when Florida allocated $2 million to cover the transport and recycling of the tires.
So we're accomplishing this for $2 million and saving essentially the taxpayers $28 million in the process just by reorganizing government in a more efficient way.
There may be no one happier about the progress in cleaning up Florida's tire reef than Ken Banks. He's a marine biologist with Broward County's Department of Environmental Protection. The work carried out on the reef is just the beginning of a project that's expected to take 3 to 5 years. Even then, many tires will remain. But Banks says those that do the most damage will be gone, and the coral reefs can begin to come back. It's a process, he says, that will take a long time.
Corals, for example, hard corals, take many, many years to grow. So it's going to take a long time for those organisms to resettle back onto that reef and grow up to their typical size. So I think it'll take decades for that reef to recover.
Banks says in some other areas, tires have been used successfully in reefs where they've been anchored to concrete and not likely to drift. He says the lesson from Florida's experience is before undertaking a massive project like an artificial reef made out of 2 million tires, first be sure that it works. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Get a look at divers bringing the tires up from the ocean floor at npr.org.